Do you think that all manifestations of desire or motivation are ultimately a desire for happiness and well-being, or are there motivations for other things, truly negatives that have nothing to do with happiness and well-being?
Well, I mean, in the sense that oftentimes the desire for happiness is built on, say, like my personal happiness is built on taking advantage of this person or getting even with this person, which is really negative. But one conceives it in one's mind that one's going to get some kind of satisfaction out of it, which is it's kind of messed up, but it's the way the mind works. But that's, again, that's why it's so important to really understand that dynamic, because then we can start utilizing it rather, because oftentimes we're afraid of desire, but then when we don't understand it, then it has the capability of being problematic. But the more we can understand it, then it can be used and implemented skillfully for our benefit and for the benefit of others. Because in the end, say, like, our happiness is also the happiness of others. If we have any kind of happiness that creates some suffering for somebody else, and then it's going to come back and bite us somehow. So it behooves us to really understand how to create happiness so that it's of maximum benefit for ourselves and for others.